The Whale's Footprints by Rick Boyer. The Boy Who Loved Whales. I'll never forget the summer Jack fell in love with the whales. It was in 1970, when he was just 6 years old. His younger brother Tony was barely three. There was a stranding of pilot whales on the beach near Wellfleet. For reasons not yet understood, whales periodically beach themselves and die, sometimes in great numbers. Pilot whales are particularly susceptible to this lemming-like behavior, especially in the shallow waters of Cape Cod Bay. Great schools, or pods, of these 20-foot creatures drive themselves up onto the gently sloping beach sand inside the bay. In the falling tide, they lie heavy on the sand and cannot move. There they remain until they die. In the summer of 70, we went to see a pod of 23 pilot whales beached in Wellfleet. Since our cottage is just minutes away in Northeastham, it was easy for us to visit the beach and see what was happening. At first, Jackie was afraid of the big black monsters that lay strewn in the shallows. No amount of coaxing could bring him from behind his little brother's stroller, where he hid so the big fish couldn't see him. But after a while, he saw they could not chase him and gobble him up. He heard their ragged breathing, their strange sighing, and finally ventured to the water's edge. He touched one tentatively, feeling the slick skin that concerned onlookers kept wet with seawater, pouring it lovingly from buckets, draping wet towels over the curious bulbous heads and long black backs. Jack joined the people keeping the animals wet. For 2 hours he hauled water, ran among them on the wet sand, and talked to them. "It's all right, Mr. Whale," he assured them. "It's all right." He went up.